Okay, today is Daf Lamed Vav. We're on Lamed Hey Amid Beis, bottom line. Lamed Vav has like two key sugyas. We're going to try to touch on them as best we can, given the fact that it's a Sunday morning. Here we go. Amar Rav Yirmiyah. Rav Yirmiyah says, one word of Hakdama you have to know. If somebody swears falsely, and they don't gain monetarily by the Shavua, for example, they swear that today is Wednesday, don't gain by that, but it's a total lie, then you bring a Karban Chatas. If you gain by the false Shavua, for example, you say, I don't owe you the money, I'll swear to that. And you gain, you don't have to pay the money. And then you found out to be a liar, then you bring a Karban Asham. Okay? Now, we're talking about when you have a socher, a renter, who lent it out then to somebody else, and now the two of them can make Shavuas, and now the Gemara says, Rav Yirmiyah, pa'amim shishneim b'chatas, sometimes both of them can say a false Shavua and be chayev b'chatas, pa'amim shishneim b'asham, sometimes both of them can make a Shavua and both of them will be chayev in an asham, pa'amim, sometimes, shahasocher b'chatas v'ashol b'asham, the socher will have to bring a chatas and the shol will have to bring an asham, and pa'amim, and sometimes, hasocher b'asham v'ashol b'chatas, that could happen also. Okay, so how is all this possible? Kfiras mamon, if you make a shavua denying money, meaning the monetary gain by your shavua, asham, that's going to require you an asham. Bitus ifasayim, just stam a shavua, right? If you swear the table's a chair and the chair's a table, you make a crazy shavua like that. It's a lie. It's an avera, but that's chatos. That's to bring a chatos. So pa'adam shushneim bechatos. Sometimes both of them can bring a chatos. Kigon, for example, shemesa kedarka. It died regularly. If it dies regularly, a shoel is chayiv, but a socher is pater. So what happened? V'armru, they both said, nensa. An accident happened. So socher is not chayiv on owners either. So the benkach, mifter, pater. No matter what the socher is pater, whether it's the truth, whether the truth, he swears to the truth, or he makes a lie. Either if he says it makes a kedarka, he's pater. If he says an onus happened, he's also pater. Therefore, he didn't gain by the shavua. He didn't gain. Therefore, bechatos. He makes the bechatos. Shoel, a shoel also. The begach or begach yuvim echayve. Whether it dies regularly, or whether an onus happens, the shoel is chayiv. So by making the shavua, by lying and saying that this happened instead of that happened, it didn't change his out-of-pocket issue. He's still chayiv. Therefore, bechatos. Therefore, he also brings a chatos.
So why is he swearing?
I don't know. Why are they lying? I don't know. Why would somebody swear that gold is really cheese? Why would somebody do that? Yet, there's a parsha in the Torah. Somebody makes a shavua like that, you have to bring a chatos. Why would anyone do that? I don't know. Right? Why would anybody violate Shabbos? Why would anyone do that? What? So it died. So what did he say? He said it has an onus. I don't know. Maybe he wants to make the owner feel better. I don't know. What other guy?
The socher.
What do you mean? Socher is potter no matter what in this case. Mezik Adak is potter, and an onus is potter. So why would he say an onus if he could say basic? Why lie if you don't have to? I don't know. They're both not gaining. One's potter no matter what. One's chayav no matter what. Now, the rest of the cases, they're going to gain. So I understand if they're going to gain. Right, but like I said, there's a parsha in the Torah of Shavuos Bitui. You make a shavuah for no purpose. So you know, we always had said this that the number one topic in Shas, is carrying on Shabbos. There's no question. There's more daffing on carrying on Shabbos than any other topic in Shas, for sure. What's number two? What's the number two topic in Shas? What comes out of your mouth? No question about it. What comes out of your mouth is number two. His Masecht is on it. Nazir. It might even be number one. It might. Rebelsky said that carrying a Shabbos is number one. More dafim on that than any other. I'll take his word for it. But a close second is what comes out of your mouth. Right? It's Masecht is about it. So why would somebody do it? I don't know. A lot of Masecht is about it. Anyway, next. Pa'amim, sometimes, Shashneim ba'asham. Two people, both of them, can be chayiv in asham. How? Kigon, for example, shenignava. It got stolen. Right? It got stolen. They're both chayev on that. Socher is chayev on geneva, and so is the shol. So the bulk, it got stolen. V'amru, they both say, mesa machmas malacha. makes a machas v'lacha. They both lie. It makes a machas v'lacha. They're both potter. So they both gain, they both bring an ashram. The tarvayo kol kafri b'mona, both of them are trying to save money. The ha machayve, because they're both chayiv. The kapatre nafshayo, and they try to get themselves out of it. Therefore, they both have to bring an ashram. Socher b'chatas v'shol b'ashram. How could a socher bring a chatas and a shol bring an ashram? Tigon, for example, shemesa kedarka. It died regularly. Is a shol chayiv for that? Yes. Is a socher chayiv for that? No. So died regularly, the Amru, and they said, makes a machmas malacha. The died makes a machmas malacha. So the socher, he's putter no matter what. The bankach or bankach miftar, putter. No matter what, he's putter, so he's putter. Therefore, chayev chatas, he brings a chatas. Why? His shvua didn't gain any money for him. Why he did it, I don't know. But didn't gain any money. Therefore, he brings a chatas. But shoel, the mechayev b'meis ha-kedarka, he'd be chayev in that case. The kapater nashe b'meis ha-machmas malacha, he tried to get out of it with Mesa Machas Malacha, therefore, Be'asham. He brings an Asham. Next, Socher Be'asham V'Shoel B'Chatas. How can a Socher bring an Asham and a Shoel bring a Chatas? Very simple. Kigon, for example, Shenignava, it got stolen. V'Amru, and they said, Mesa Kedarka. And they lied and said, Mesa Kedarka. So if it got stolen, is a Socher Chaya for that? Yes. Is he Chaya for Mesa Kedarka? No. Therefore, he's gaining by the Shavua. The shoel, no matter what, is chayiv. He doesn't gain at all. So, socher hu demechayiv begneva v'aveda. A socher is chayiv begneva. The kapater nashe b'meisa kedarka. He's trying to get out of that. Therefore, ba'asham. He brings an asham. But shoel, a shoel, the bein kach hu bein kach hu v'mechayiv. No matter what, is chayiv. Therefore, he brings a chatos. Okay? He brings a chatos. My kamashmalon, what is all this being said here for by Rabbi Yirmiyah? What was the purpose of Rabbi Yirmiyah saying all this? It's actually, Rashi says, you know why it's the Kasha? Because it's a Beferish Mishnah in Shavuos. So we need Rashi to spend a half an Amid, we need Rav Yirmiyah to spend a half an Amid to tell me a Beferish Mishnah in Shavuos. Why did Rav Yirmiyah do it? So the Gemara says, Lafuki midravami, to tell you not to hold like Rav Ami. The Amr of Ami, because Rav Ami midravami. The Amr who said, Kol Shavua, any Shavua, Shedayonim Ashbin also, that the judges make you swear, there's no carbon chatas for that. In other words, the sitting rabbi Shal Shudas, he's not talking about the Yankees. I swear the Yankees wear a green uniform. You make some crazy shuvah. You don't gain by that. That will not require you to bring a carbon chatas. Why? I'm sorry, just the opposite. That will require you to bring a carbon chatas. But if Bezdin makes you make a shuvah, and it's the same baloney, then you don't have to bring a carbon chatas. Why? He learns that out of a pasuk. Shenemar, O nefesh ki tishava levate sifatayim. Ki tishava me'atzma. When you swear on your own, you're sitting around and you make a shavua. If you're in bed and you make a shavua, even if it's a shavua, it's bitui. Even if you're a shoal and you say something that gains you nothing, you don't have to make karmen chadis for that. Therefore, comes along Rabbi Yirmiyah, kamash v'lon delok ravami. We don't hold like ravami. We don't hold like that. We hold that a shavua is bitui. You can make a shavua, you can make a chatas, you can bring a carbon chatas, add an ashram, even if it's in front of Bethan. He doesn't learn the pasuk like that, and therefore he holds, and that's why it's all here, to tell you not to hold like Ravani. Next. Itmar, we learned. Shomer shemasar l'shomer. The famous topic of shomer shemasar l'shomer. One shomer gives it over to another shomer. Reuben gives it to Shimon. Reuben's a shomer, and he gives it to Shimon. So, then something happens to it. So, is the shomer Rishon Chayev or not? Rav Amar, Potter. Rav says, the first shomer is Potter. Why? Because the shomer, Shemassel Shomer, is Potter. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Chayev. Rabbi Yochanan says that the first shomer is Chayev. Why? It's Amar Abaya, says Abaya. The time made to Rav, according to Rav, that Shomer Shemassel Shomer is Potter. Lomi boy Shomer Chinam Shemassel Shomer Sachar. Not, of course. Don't have to tell me that. That if a Shomer Chinam gives it to a Shomer Sachar, that Aluye Aile Lishmiraso, that he makes the Shmir better. We assume, and it's a natural assumption, that a paid watchman is a better Shomer than an unpaid watchman. That's not rocket science. Even if you give it to a paid watchman, and you've now made the shmirah better, you're still putter. El afilu shomer tzachar shemasul shomer chinam. Even if a shomer tzachar gives to a shomer chinam and makes it a worse shmirah. Le de girue gari l'shmiraso. He made it worse. Nevertheless, putter. Putter. My timer. Why? to Hamasra Labendas. Because he gave it over to a Bendas? That's a biased explanation. In other words, I didn't leave it in the street. I didn't give it to a dog. I didn't give it to a 4-year-old. I gave it to a Bendas. That's all I have to do. Ulatayma de Rabbi Yochanan, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, Lomi boy shomer sachar shomas lo shomachinam, de gerue gairu lishim raso. Don't even bother telling me that if a shomer sachar gave it to a shomachinam, will you ruin the shomer? Of course you chai for that. Ela afilu shomachinam shomas lo shomer sachar, but even a shomachinam who gave it to a shomer sachar, da aluye alu lishim raso, you made the shmir better, chayiv. Shomer number one is still chayiv. Why? The amalei ain ritzoni shehei pigdoni biyad acher. I don't want my item in that guy's hand. I don't know who that guy is. I asked you to watch it. I didn't ask him to watch it. I asked you to watch it. Since I asked you to watch it, the fact that you gave it to someone else is an automatic chiyuv. Okay?
Yeah.
I can't watch it anymore. I'll pay you. And something happens, I'm chayiv. Why? Because the owner never wanted you to have it. Okay? You know, we'll finish the Gemara and then we'll talk about it. We'll finish the whole Gemara. So now, Amar of Chista, as a matter of fact, now Rav Chista says, hard to Rav, the fact that Rav has his Shita of Shomer Shomas Lo Shomer's Potter, Lav Beferish Itmer, that wasn't explicitly said by Rav. Rav never said that. Never said that. Ha Mechlala, we're gonna make a Diyuk from a story. Right? Rav never said that. But we're going to make a diyuk from a story. Hahu Adahani Ginoi, there were these gardeners, Dekal Yoma, every day, have a mafkidi merayhu gabiahi safta. They would deposit their gardening tools by this old lady. Yomacha, every day. Yomachad, one day, for some whatever reason, afkadinu legabe chad menayu. They gave it, instead of giving it to an old lady, the same old lady, they gave it to one of their gardening friends. Okay? So he's sitting there watching it, and then Shama Kola, he hears Behilula. He hears the noise, the thrand of a wedding. So what does he do? He wants to go to the wedding. So what does he do? Nafak, he gets up. Azal afkadinu lagabidahi safta. He brings over all the kale to that same old lady. Every day they went to her. He brings it to her. So what is he? He's a shomer, shemasal a shomer. And ad azal, he goes to the wedding. Asa ignov marayhu. And then all the kale are stolen. So asa lekaimei derav. They come in front of Rav, upatre, and he pottered the gardener. He said, "You're not chayev." Okay? Man de chaza, everybody that was watching this bezdin, savar thought, mishum shomer shemuslo shomer's potter. That's Rav Shita. Shomer shemuslo shomer's potter. Says the Gemara of Elohi, it's not true. That it could be that Rav holds shomer shemuslo shomer's chayev. But here he would hold putter. Why? Shiny Hassam, there it was different. The Chol Yoma Nami Inhu Kufayu Kabe Dahi Savta Havi Mafki Dilahu. Because every day they would bring it to her. So they can't have a taina of Ein Ritzoni, Shehe Pigdoni Biyad Acher. We wanted you and not her. Every day you picked her. Today, for some reason, maybe she wasn't there when you got. Maybe she was out to lunch. She was coming right back. So you gave it to him. You can't give an answer like that. So it's a built-in Shomer. She's a built-in Shomer. Every day she was a Shomer. So that's not a good answer. It's not really a raya that Rav would hold shomer shemuslo shomer's putter. If it's somebody that we know you're okay with, then maybe the halacha would be different. So we don't really have a raya to Rav Shita, because apparently the Gemara says Rav never said it; they just thought he said it. Anyway, Yosef Rav Ami's sitting the ka'ama laha shmaita, and he's talking over this whole Gemara, and Esi Rav Abba Bar Mama la Rav Ami. Rabbi Mamal asked Rav Ami the following question. Wait a minute. Hasocha par mechaveiro, our Mishnah said that if you rent the cow, v'ish'ilo la'acher, and you lend it to somebody else, Reuven rents a cow from Shimon, lends it to Levi, umesa kedarka, and then it dies. When Reuven rents the cow from Shimon, what is he? He's a shomer. And then he lends it to Levi. Isn't that shomer, shemuslo shomer? That's exactly what that is. What did our Mishnah say? What did our Mishnah say in that case? Yishava ha-socher. The socher swears, right? The socher swears, shemeitza kedarka, that it died regularly, v'hashoel mashalim l'socher. And the shoel pays the socher. Now, v'im itza, and if it's true, if what's true? If it's true that Rabbi Yochanan said that a shomer shemasal a shomer is chayiv, then lemalei emetuna shebitana biaracher. Why doesn't the owner say to Reuven? Why doesn't Reuven say to Shimon? The owner says to the socher, I didn't give you permission. Who told you could give it to a different shomer? Why is the owner not getting his money back? If you hold shomer shemasal shomer is chayiv, right? Says Rav Arba Mamal to Rav Ami. If Rav Yochanan holds, how does Rav Yochanan learn our Mishnah? If Shomer Shemoso Shomer is Chayiv, why in the Mishnah's case, when Reuven gives it to Shimon, rent it to Shimon, Shimon lends it to Levi, we said, the owner's out of luck.
Why would you say he holds the other sheet in the Mishnah?
What?
Why would you say he holds the other sheet in the Mishnah?
Why wouldn't you say he holds the other sheet in the Mishnah?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Why would we throw him in the Tanakhama? Because he's a stop in the Tanakhama of the Rabbis.
Maybe. I don't know. Good question. I don't know. Right? So V'imi, so if it's true that Rabbi Yochanan holds, you're not allowed to do this, then why is the owner out of luck? Le'malei, ein ritzon, she'ev ritzon bi'aracher. I didn't agree to that. You're not allowed to do that. Amalei, so he answers him back. Hachav ma'yaskinan. You know what's going on over here? B'shenas nolo. Read the words here. Rishutz bailin lahashil. The owner told the renter, it's okay if you lend it to anybody else. I don't mind. It's okay. It's no problem. If that's true, then lebailin bailin shlume. Then for sure the owner should be paid. Not with his consent. So the Gemara says, no. De amru le ledaitach. He told the renter, in other words, I'm divesting myself any responsibility here. You can do it every, you don't have to tell me about it. L'daitach. You can give it to whoever you want. Don't have to ask me, don't have to tell me. You're like the owner. I'm out of the picture. I don't care what you do with it. You can lend it out, I don't mind. Don't even tell me, whatever you say. Once he says that, he like, sort of removes himself from the ownership, and therefore he becomes he's not a factor, and therefore he doesn't get paid when something does happen.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yosef is a Tana. He's arguing.
No,
what's he saying? I don't know.
He tells him to go lend it out. You know,
so maybe Rabbi Yosef didn't tell him that. That's really his question.
So they argue what they said.
No.
And the Messiah
says
the case that Rabbi Yosef says that he's not saying
that. Right. Rabbi Yosef is not saying that. Maybe he's not saying that. I'm not sure what
we're doing in that case.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't know how to figure Rabbi Yosef make Rabbi Yosef fit. I don't know. Next, Matzav Rami Bar Chama, Hamafkin Mos Etel Chaveiro. Somebody asks you to watch money. Tzuraro, you bundle up the money. V'fshil Achar, you put it in a bag and you toss it behind your shoulder. Or, and that's a mistake because if it's behind your shoulder, you can't watch it. So some pickpocket could come, right? Make a rip in the bag and all the money falls out. You won't even know, right? Or mushroom livno lebidva ktanim. Or you give it to your 4 and 5 year old kids. So hey, you watch the money, right? That's a bad shmirah. Or anvinal b'fneim shelo karoi. Or you lock the door improperly. All these cases chayiv. You're chayiv shelo shomer k'derech hashomer. Because you didn't. That's not a normal way of shmirah. That's a pure pshia. Taima. The whole reason is the ktanim. Because you gave it to kids that were young. Hagdolim. But what if you gave it to your 35-year-old son? That's mashma. You'd be putter, right? What do you mean? That's a shomer, shomer, that's a shomer. Why are you putter? It's a deep that you're putter. You didn't give it to your kid, 4-year-old kid, you're chayv. What if you give it to your 30-year-old kid? Imagine a mistama, you'd be putter. I aim with Tonish, you're going to be at Acher. So Amar Rava says, no. Kol ha-mafkid, al das ishtar uban of hu-mafkid. Whenever you give over an item to watch to somebody, it's understood that his wife and adult kids are going to watch it also. It's understood. That's shomer shomer shomer, right? Whenever you give it over to somebody, you know his wife is going to watch it. The older kids. It's all understood. That's not shomer 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 at all. Amri nahardoi deikanami. I can prove that that's true. Why? Diktani o shemasrod livno bito akatanim chayev. Because it said if you give it over to your 4 and 5 year old kid, your katanim, your chayev. Hal livno lebito akdolim putter. It's putter. That, if you give it over to your adults, that's putter. Michlal, what do you see from here? Delacherim, if it's somebody else's kids, loshna gadolim, loshna ktanim. Doesn't make a difference how old they are. Even if they're 40 years old, you're still going to be chayiv. Why? Dim kain, because if giving it to someone else's adult kids would be good, lisni katan and stam. It shows that katan and stam. Shma mina, that's right, that's a raya. See, it didn't say stam, it said your katanim. Mashma, your gedolim is good, someone else's gedolim is no good. And now we just finish off. Amar Rava, Hilchasa, Shomer 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 is Chayiv. We hold up Yochanan. Lomi Boy Shomer Tzacha Shomer 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 Chinam. No, the negative difference if it's Shomer Tzacha giving it to Shomer Chinam to Gerurei Garli Shomer Tzacha, we made the Shmir worse. El Afilu Shomer Chinam Shomer Tzacha Shomer Tzacha Chayiv, even if you made it better. My Taima, Rava has an entirely other reason. The Amar Lei, because the owner can say, At Nehem Nisli B'Shvua, you, I trust to take a shvua. That's why I gave it to you. Ha'eich, the other guy you gave it to, lo mehem nin li b'shvua. Him I don't trust. Who is this guy? I don't trust him. It could be you, I trust. So if something happens to it, and you go to Bezin and swear, you, I trust. Him, I don't trust him. Therefore, you can't give it to him. Therefore, shomer shemasal shomer is chayev. Okay? Okay. Says Reb Chaim, of Brisk, in Nizkei Mamon Perek Dalet Halacha Yud Aleph, he says the following question: Chakira. He asks the following question: Why is Shomer Shemusel Shomer when you give it to a Ben Das? Why is that Putter? Right, you gave it to Ben Das. What did Rabbi say? You gave it to a Ben Das, you're Putter. Rav said that. Why? Is it because the question he's really asking is, how does a shomer become no longer a shomer? How does a shomer become no longer a shomer? Now, he you asked me to watch a book. Now, I don't want to be a shomer anymore. So, can I leave the book in the street? Can't do that. Everyone agrees I'm not allowed to do that. Can't do that. Can I bring it back to the owner? That everyone agrees I could do. I'm not watching it anymore. Can I give it to someone else? Would that make me no longer a shomer? Says Reb Chaim, that's what's going on here. That's the whole shaila. I don't want to be a shomer anymore. Right? I don't want to. I had enough. Can I give it to someone else? To put it in the street, I'm putting it in the middle of the peninsula. That I'm for sure you can't do that. But can I give it to another person? He's a ben das. He's a responsible person. Can I give it to that person? That's the question. That's the Shiloh. So he says, is it that I'm a shomer, I'm not allowed to do that? I'm not allowed to do that. I can't give it, just I don't want to be a shomer anymore. Hey, I'm going to bring it. Hey, you take it now. Just drop it off by you. Or I'm allowed to do that. That's the Shiloh of whether a shomer, shomer, shomer is chayav or putter. Are you allowed to do such a thing? So he says, what would be the nafkamina? Right. So he says like this. Sh'ayidei shemasa lebendas, but al din ha-shomer shlo legamri. By you giving it to a bendas, you're no longer a shomer. You've mevatel yourself as a shomer. Oh, or no. Shekevan shirich nazachayev shmira, since I'm chayev to be a shomer, eino yachal histalik men of vinish are shomer. I can't remove myself and still be called a shomer. Ela shedeu, pater mitashlumen, I'm pater. V'hainu sh'ayidei shemasa leshomer acher, v'hemet adam acher bimkomo, by giving it to someone else, eino chayev b'poel l'shalav b'myera nezek l'chefetz. I am no longer responsible if something happens to the item. Mipnei, shumayim et shmir acheres, shemekayemetz es chiyuvo. Someone else is now responsible. Hein b'shmira, hein b'tashlumen, to watch it and to pay for it. Ach, lo espatel ikr tviyas din shomer mimeno. But I'm still called a shomer, but I'm not responsible anymore. So what's the nafkamina? Says Reb Chaim, the nafkamina would be with the shomer sachar that gave it to a shomer chinam when you went down in value. If you go down in value, right? Sheba opens there. Lo yuchal shomer rishon l'ton shehemid gavra bechirka. The shomer sachar can't say I. It's the most difference between me and him. There's a big difference. You're a shomer sachar. He's a shomer chinam. There's a big difference. Right? Sharehu shomer sachar. The kivan shashomer hasheni hu rak shomer chinam. Ena yachal lama bimkomo. He can't take your place. Sharehu pachas mimeno. He's worse than you. V'chein, v'kivon, shegam ba'ofen zeh, poter osa rav molashalim. Rav said, he's still putter, even though you made it worse. Muchach, we see from here, shahapetur, hu, mishum shehestalek, mishmira. So, you have removed yourself from the shmira. That's why Shomer Shemasa Shomer is Pater. Rabbi Yochanan will hold. It doesn't work. Therefore, he says, fine. Then he goes on to say that if you hold that a Shomer Shemasa Shomer is Chayev, he holds that you cannot remove yourself from the din of a Shomer by giving it to somebody else. Can't do that. Therefore, you're going to be Chayev. Right? And that, he says, and that's why Rava said that a Shomer Rishon is Chayev, because you I trust, him I don't trust. What does that mean? Memela ain kan hamedes. Right, okay, fine. So therefore, that's a Rechaim's approach. The question here is, can somebody remove themselves from being a Shomer without telling the owner? They don't want to be a Shomer anymore. That's what a Shomer, Shmuel, Shomer is all about. Okay. Since we're running out of time, let's go to the next one. The next one's also a famous sugya, and by the way, they're related. They're very related. The next one's going to be Tchilas L'Bepshiyah V'Sofa Ba'ones. Itmar. Pashabo, you were negligent. You left the door open. That's negligence. V'yata la'agam, and it went down to the agam, the animal ran away, and umesa kidarka, but it died normally. So Abaya Mishmei Rabba Amar Chayiv. Abaya says Yechayiv, in the name of Rabbi Yechayiv. Rabba Mishmei Rabba Amar Potter. Rabba says Potter. Abaya Mishmei Rabba Amar Chayiv. And not only that, Kol Dina, any Dayan, the low Doin Ki Hai Dina, that doesn't judge this way, Lav Dayanahu, not a Dayan. Lami Baya, of course, Lamanda Amar, Tchilaso Bepshia, Vesofe Baones, Chayiv the Chayiv. If you hold that Tchilaso Bepshia, Vesofe Baones is Chayiv, what's the case? We're going to have it later next week. The case is where somebody asks you to watch money, dollar bills. And what do you do with those dollar bills? You put them in the haystack. That's ridiculous, because if that haystack catches fire, all the dollar bills are going to get burnt. What, that's a pure Pshia. What should you do? You should put it in the ground. In the ground, not going to get burnt. Put it in the haystack, that catches fire, they're all gone. That's a pure Pshia. But it didn't get burnt. What happened? They got stolen. That's considered an ones. Why? Because I already got a flip there. It's considered an ones. Therefore, it's a tchilaso b'pshia v'sofa b'ones. Same thing over here. I left the door open. That's a Pshia. But the ones, it died. So, if you hold tchilaso b'pshia v'sofa b'ones is chayiv, of course you're chayiv over here. El afir levandam et potter, even if you hold this potter. Hacha chayiv. Here, you're chayiv. My time of why? Damrinan, because we say, havla da'ad makatla. The foul air, whatever kind of air, in the swamp, killed it. In other words, it's tchilaso b'pshia v'sofa b'pshia. It's not really an ones. Oh, they talk about that. What if there are Edom? It's a big discussion. What if there are Edom watching it? Right? You forget no Edom. What are the Edom? Right, it's a big discussion. The steer in the Rambam, it's very complicated. Rava Mishmei de Rabba Omar. Rava says, no, Potter. You Potter. And not only that, call Dayan the Lodayan Ki Haidina, La Dayanahu. Whoever doesn't agree with me, it's not a Dayan. Lomi Bay Lamadam Tchilas of Shiva Self Owners Potter, it's a Potter. If you hold Tchilas of Shiva Self Owners Potter, you have Shah Potter. El afil madam chayiv, but even if you hold it's chayiv, hacha potter, here you'd be potter. My time of why? Why? So he doesn't really factor the air of the agam. What does he say? The amrinon, because you say, malachamavis, malihacha, malihasam. What's the difference where the malachamavis took him? What's the difference? The air? It's no different air. So it died here, it died there. Why are you chayiv for that? Right? Why are you chayiv? It's pure ones. What?
Why would
the shul be chayiv? The shul would be chayiv because he becomes an owner. That's why. He takes over the ownership. That's why the shul is chayiv for everything. Right. We don't have a reason for that. What's the reason for that? I don't know. Interesting. Now, if you think about it, how could anybody hold that chilasu b'pshia v'sofa b'onus is chayiv? How could anybody hold that? Why are you chayiv? I'll tell you what the question. Let's say you put the money in the haystack. And then you tell your wife, you know, what's his name gave me the money, I put it in the haystack. She says, what are you, nuts? What if it catches fire? Oh, you know, you're right. And you run to the haystack and you remove the money. And nothing happens. Are you chayiv for that? Of course you're not chayiv for that.
Why? What happened?
Exactly. The fact that an ones happened has nothing to do with the Pshia. That has nothing to do with the Pshia. The Pshia is unrelated to the ones. How can anybody hold, if I open the door to the swamp, and I open the door to the barn, and the animal runs down to the, and the dog died? I'm a chayah for that. It's an ones. The fact that I opened the door, that is not why he died. What's it, why should I be chayah for that? How can anybody hold this?
Because in that case, if he wasn't there...
I'll tell you the truth. What?
The two types of dust and Jews, of course, depending on that whole thing.
Exactly.
Whether or not it's related to
is it related or not related?
Whether it's related to or not. We had that...
Right, so here in the back, they don't give that hakir at all.
Really?
Yeah, they give a whole different approach. You know what they say? Why are you putter in ones? Why? Maybe it might be the same thing. Two reasons why you can be putter in ones. Why are you putter in ones? Why? Either because it's not a lack of shmira. It's not a lack of shmira on my part. I did my best. I'm watching it day and night. Lightning comes and hits it. Why am I chayef? Why should I be chayef? It's not a lack of shmira. It's not a lack of shmira. That's one way to look at it. Or you could say no. You're chayef to everything under the sun. You're a shomer. Torah wants you to be responsible. You're chayef to everything. But not normal to make someone chayef for an ones. The lashon is. Why are you putter for an ones? Is it because you did your best? So you can't fault the guy. Lightning hits it. I can't. What do you want from me? I can't. Or call shomer chayev achrayes al pikadon lo shom chilukim. No, you chayev everything. But the sivas chiyuv who gamal really you should be chayev on onsin. But efshar lishmor mehen. You can't watch it. It's impossible. It's impossible to prevent lightning from hitting it. Right? Elosh atorah hikilaba v'chitshavo patur shel onsin. Torah says, by the way, you patur. Really, you should be chayev. But since it's not because it's a lack of shmira. Nothing to do with that. Nothing to do with that. Really, you would be chayiv. But the Torah realizes, the situation. Sheesh lo taina, she'ein lo afsharis limnoazos. You don't have a way to get out of that. You don't have a way to stop it. Achein, therefore, yesh tnai, shedafka im hu shomer kedino yesh lo patur zeh. The only time this patur would kick in is if you did the good job. If you did a good job and lightning hit, then we'd never say that. So by you taking me down to the swamp, that's not a good job. Oh, I'm sorry, by you leaving the door open, you didn't do your good job. So the pitur of ones is removed, and therefore you chayav even for onsen. That's one way, that's a totally different answer than what we said, right? Really you chayav for onsen. But the Torah understands it's not possible. So by you, that tonight, that pitur is only if you do the good job. You leave the door open, we're not going to give that pitur. Therefore you'd be chayav. Okay. But Abaye agrees to ihadra lebeimara that if you go down to the swamp and bring the animal back umesa and now it dies depater if shapater what kind of chiddush is that? Why would I think yichayev? Because the air of the swamp lingered in him. We don't say that. My taima dahadrula because now it's back in the barn. Vilekalameimar havel daag mekatli. Don't tell me that the air killed it. Umodi Rava will agree, Kolhecha the Ignave Ganav the Agam, that if the animal was stolen in the Agam, if the animal was stolen from the Agam, Umesa Kidarka, and then it died natural causes, Be Ganav, by the Ganav's house, the Chayev, you would be Chayev. Even though Rava normally said you're putter, right? Yeah, Rava said you're putter, but here he would agree you're Chayev. My time, why? The ishavka malach hamaves bebeze the gan v'havi kaima. Because even if the malach hamaves decided not to take the animal's still by the ganav. In other words, the owner still doesn't have it. No matter what, the owner doesn't have it. Either it died or it got stolen. So Rashi implies a little bit of yish over here. Like the owner's out of the picture. He's not getting the animal back. Either it's dead or it didn't know the malach hamaves. No, where is it? It's stolen. I'm not getting it back. Therefore, even Rava would agree that in such a case, the Shomer's Chayev. Amalei Abaye L'Rava. Wait a minute. L'didach, according to you, according to you that you say the Malach HaMavis doesn't make a difference where you go, therefore you're going to be Potter. Wait, so Amalei Aleph, Hai de Osir of Avav Ramamal L'Rav Ami, Rav Avav Ramamal asked Rav Ami, wait a minute, Rav Ami, why is it that if Shomer Shemassel L'Shomer, right, Reuben rented to Shimon lends it to Levi, right, then it dies. So we asked Rav Ami, why don't we say Ein Ritzon Hashem Pidoni Biad Acher? Why don't we say that? Why? How is Shomer Shemassel L'Shomer Mutter over here? And what did Rav Ami answer? No. The owner gave permission. And we said, what kind of answer is that? We didn't like that answer. Everyone nodded their heads, but if you think about it, what kind of answer is that? I said the owner divested himself of all interest by saying, you can give whoever you want, don't even tell me about it. That's what we said. So says Abaya, and we said that the owner gave permission, a much better answer. That's Michael's question. Well, just say the Malach HaMavis came. Why should I be Chayiv? It could happen anywhere. So Amalei, you hear the question? So Amalei says Rava back to Avaya, Lididchu, according to you, the Masnisu Ein Ritzon Hashem Bigdon Biyad Acher. That's your reason why Shomer Shemusel Shomer, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is no good. That's according to you, Avaya. Then Ikala Osed Lahi. Then you have a very good question. You have a very good question. But Lididi. But according to me, Da Amina, that I hold. Ant Mehen Nis Libeshua. Vayichlam Nis Libeshua. I hold that I only wanted you to make a shavua. I didn't want him to make a shavua. Let the laosve klal. That's not a kash on me. Why not? Because when the socher is going to swear, what happened to the animal? Right? When he's going to swear, what happened to the animal? Exactly. Exactly. According to Abaya, that's a very good question. Of course, that's not a question. Let's get to the two dots. Masav Rabbi Bar Chama, Hela Larosh Tzukin. If you take an animal up to the cliff, Vinafla, and it falls off, Ain't it Ones? That's not an Ones. Chai for that. What are you taking up to the cliff for? Ha Meisa Kedarka. But if it died normally, Hareza Ones, that would be an Ones Upater. You'd be Pater for that. Vamai, why are you Pater? Lema, let's say Avir Dahar Katle. The thin air killed it. Inami or Utsina Dahar Katle. The exhaustion of shoving it up the cliff, up the mountain, that killed it. Hachamai, excuse me. You know we're talking about Shahal Lamari Shemin Vitov. Now everybody goes up there. It's a pasture area. You can't tell me the air is no good. They all go there. You can't tell me that the exhaustion is no good. They all go there. See, Hachi Naflo Nami should be Pater if it fell. If everyone goes there. No. You should have had a leash. You didn't have a leash. Ihachi emeresha. The Resha says, also laroshi tukin v'naflo hareza ones. So, that's an ones. So, you barley lemitvika. So, you should have had a leash. I had an ones. So, the Gemara says, no, lo tzvicha shetakfasov also, that the animal overpowered you and ran up, and then takfasov yarda. And then it overpowered you and fell down. So, therefore, that's not, you shouldn't have had a leash. You're not an ones. And therefore, you'd be potter. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll continue, resume tomorrow.